Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today I am with two special people. One is Gabby. Say hello to the audience.
Hello.
And the other is my good friend, president of Megastrike, Bobby Urich. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hello!
So we got another good hello in there, Gab. So, Bob, here's my question to you. And, you know, we've been together, we've fished together, I film you. Why are you so passionate about your lures?
You know, one thing that we talked about in one of the earlier podcasts was I grew up in the Bronx, New York, and the fishing was absolutely terrible in the Bronx, New York. You know, I'm 56 years old. I grew up in there in the 60s. And it was a pretty rough place. It was not a great place. A lot of the buildings were all burnt down. And, you know, it was, like I said, you walk down the street and everybody wanted your lunch money. And it was just like a real not a great place to grow up. But you did learn your street smarts. But what my grandparents had was they had a house up in the Catskill Mountains up in Sullivan County. And every summer after we got out of school, my mom and dad would take us up to my grandparents' house, and my dad always had time to take my brother and I fishing. When you grew up in the Bronx, we didn't have any money. I mean, you know, let's be realistic here. It was a different world back then. And my father took us fishing, shiner fishing, would go out in my grandfather's garden, and we would dig up worms. And I remember it as the most simple, most fun time, most natural time in my life. You know, like I said, we didn't need a lot back then. We didn't even have a TV up there. We had no video games. We had nothing like that. We had a little fishing pole with some string on there, and we went out and we had a great time, and we look forward to it every year. So that is one thing that has been instilled in my mind and in my, I guess genetically now, you know, that reminisced back to good, simple, basic times, and it was fun. So you know how the world has really changed lately, and it's like I said, you know, the morals and values of the world have changed. But if we can get back to the simpler times and more passionate times in our lives, I think, you know, fishing is one of those, you know, serenity type deals where you can go out, be on the water, forget about the problems in life, and just go out and enjoy yourself. You know, you bring your kids fishing like I do, you know, like my father did with me. You know, we got little Gabby over here. You know, you got to go out there and show these kids something new. So that's what I do. I love to go out there. I love to share my experiences. I mean, I've been fishing since I'm, you know, 4 or 5 years old. And like I said, I'm 56. I've hung out with the best fishermen in the world. I've been on Roland Martin's fishing show 4 times. I fish with Shaw Grigsby, David Fritz, all the big guys that are out there on the bass tour. These guys are amazing guys. They share the same passion. I think it's just instilled in certain people. But what we want to do is we want to get those people out there that have never experienced this and take them fishing and show them that there's other things out there in this world. I mean, I used to drive, you know, with my bass boat. I used to have a couple of days off a week, and I would drive past these people that were going to New York City in a bus, and I would just look up at them, and they'd look down at me, and I'd say, they have no idea what they're missing. You know, they're going into the city or whatever job they have, and they're going to sit into a cubicle for 8 hours a day looking at a computer screen. My office is the water. I see the most beautiful sights in the world. I've traveled all over the United States and Canada, you know, and seeing some of the most beautiful sights. I see the deer swimming across lakes. I see the bald eagles. I see the ospreys. I see bass spawning. I see them jumping. I see, you know, really amazing things that other people just don't get to see. And I love sharing that experience with other people.
And you know what's really neat? And you said that. It's like, it's not just about fishing, because you get to see all these other things that are going on. And very recent, Gab, you remember we were at the Environmental Center and we're hiking along and you're seeing a couple of different bass beds there, and you're just captivated by all the different things that you see around you.
This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com.
Bobby, how did you invent all of this stuff?
Well, you know, I would go out fishing, and I would, you know, there's a saying that invention is the mother of necessity, or necessity is the mother of invention. It works both ways. And what happens is I go out there and I see all types of different fishing scenarios. And what I do is I try to apply all of these different scenarios to my fishing lures, and vice versa, apply my fishing lures to these scenarios. So if I want a bait to do a certain thing, I tweak it so it does that certain thing. Every bait must have a triggering quality to it, or it basically goes undetected by the fish. Now, when I go and do seminars all over the country to tell people how they can catch, or teach people how they can catch more fish, and they say, what do you mean by that? It must have a triggering quality to it. I sit there and I say, well, if you take a string, okay, and you have a cat sitting over there, and you take that piece of yarn or string and you pull it nice and steady right past that cat will just watch it go by. But if you do a little twitch to that string, that cat will pounce on it. And I found the same thing happens with fish. If you could make them react to that bait, okay, you're gonna get more strikes. So what I do is I invent baits that have triggering qualities to it. So what they'll do is they'll catch more fish.
See, Bob, that's a great answer, because it leads me to, and I know that being the true inventor that you are, you're always coming up with something new. So what's new for this year at MegaStrike?
Well, one of the things that we invented, and please don't take this the wrong way. Years ago, I would see how jigs worked in the water, you know, bass fishing jigs. So what I did was I invented a jig. It was called the Evolution Jig. It was so revolutionary, different than every other jig. It worked on a fulcrum system where instead of a jig that would land on the bottom and just fall over on its side, this jig would stand up naturally. No matter how you threw it in the water, it would stand up vertically. It would keep your bait vertical. It would not get lost down in the muck and down in the sediment. And one of the other components on there was a weed guard. Now, all of the other weed guards that have been on the market for the last 50 years, they were made out of nylon strands, had prevented weeds getting onto the point of the hook and getting snagged. So I found that some of the bass would notice that real dark weed guard, and I'd seen them kind of shy away from it. So what I did was I invented the world's first fluorocarbon weed guard, and I invented that to, you know, kind of camouflage that weed guard. And I brought this bait to ICAST. It was the first bait that I ever brought to ICAST, and I entered it into the new product showcase. And out of all of the thousands of products there, it won best new fishing lure for 2006. They only give away one of those awards every year. And for 2006, I won that the ICAST award. So they actually give you a title like Master Lure Inventor. So that was pretty cool. So I don't have anything that says Master Lure Inventor on there. You know, it's not on my wall or desk or anything like that. But, you know, like I said, it's just the passion that I have to make something better. I think that if everybody in this world would just sit there and go, how do I make something better? It would be a better world. You know, that's relationships, that's friendliness, that's, you know, products that we can make more environmentally friendly and products, etc. We can do all that. Everybody should just get up every day and just go, okay, how do I make the world better? Just one thing a day. It would change history. So what I do is I look at these different products. I look at other people's products that are on the market, and I say, well, how can I make that better? So what I do is I tweak. I make it do little certain things, subliminal things, and believe me, they catch more fish. I have used it. Professionals all over the world use it. Amateurs use them. You know, we have a really good company called MegaStrike, and, you know, we stand by our products. That's, you know, everybody, you know, we get raves about how well our products are performing for people.
Well, you know, it's really neat, Bob. Last year when I was out filming on your bass boat with you, and we're filming new products, and I'm actually, so to me, it's like instead of having a rod in my hand, I've got the camera in my hand, and I'm filming you, and I'm watching your lures stand up on the bottom and watching the worm. And everything that you speak about here, we've actually captured it on film, and it's just really neat to watch that. But I'm looking at something right here that says new on the product. Tell me about it.
Well, we have two new products, actually three new products for this year. The first one we're doing is the Cabotron Buzzbait. The Cabotron Buzzbait has actually been around for 24 years. It is the most recognized buzzbait, which is a topwater bait for catching bass. You can pickerel, pike, muskies, etc. So the Cabotron Buzzbait is absolutely amazing. Not only does it produce numbers of fish, but it produces giants. And buzzbait fishing is absolutely amazing. It is the most fun way to catch fish. When you see fish explode on these topwaters, it is exciting. I mean, you cannot take your eyes off of that bait for a second, because at any second, that bass or pike or muskie, whatever is that you're fishing for, is going to blow up on that bait. And it is just so exciting to watch. And like I said, not only are you catching numbers, but you're catching giants. So what we wanted to do for a little bit different tweak is we have the Cabotron Buzzbait that has a real amazing squeal to it with the blade and the wires that are on here. So for night fishing, etc., we want to call the fish in, you know, dirtier water, muddier water. The fish have to, you know, find that bait. So we want to change that that tone of the bait a little bit. And what we added this year was a clacker to the bait. So what that's going to do is going to cause a little bit more commotion in the water, and it's going to call those fish from a little bit, you know, a greater distance from where they would normally come from. And what I also found is that clacker will irritate those fish as well, and they'll strike it out of aggression, you know, more than food. So you've got you're adding a different component. You're adding the aggression strike to it, as well as the feeding strike. So if you can get a listen to what this bait is going to sound like, and like I said, it's got just a custom-made blade on there with another custom blade on the shaft, and as that blade spins, that's going to clack in that water there, and it's going to make a real unique sound. And what it's going to do, it's going to get that fish's attention. So that's brand new. We have them in all different sizes, quarter, 3/8, half ounce, all kinds of different colors, you know, for different fishing situations.
And before you go further, Bob, here's something really cool. And Gab, if you don't know this, on a largemouth bass, he's got lines on the side called lateral lines. And the same way that we have senses, he could sense things with those lateral lines. So that vibration, he will actually feel it here and go and turn right towards the lure. And he could sense things in pitch black water. If Bob was to drop one of his jigs down right next to it, right next to the lateral line, the bass would know it's right there. Even if he couldn't see it, he knows that it's there. He could sense it the same way that we sense things.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, really, that's a cool wow.
So it is a cool wow. And now the fish has different ways to find and locate these baits. They have their sense of smell. They have their sense of taste. They have their eyes, which they see, and they are sight feeders first. But they also have their central nervous system. As Joey was saying before, that is their lateral lines. And what that does is it creates nerves to move, and they can detect where that bait is. So it's, and that's through water pressure. So that is, you know, we want to add as many components to drawing that fish to our baits as we can. So every component that you can get to help you catch more fish, we're going to add it to our products.
It would be like this, Gab, and this is cool. If I said, close your eyes, and I went somewhere around you and said, where am I? You wouldn't know. But if you were a largemouth bass and I was able to say, Mr. Bass, close your eyes, and I went around him, he knew exactly where I was.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And they can hear. They have inner ears that they can hear. So they have all kinds of senses. And they're actually more acute than ours, meaning they're super, super strong. They have great eyesight. They can detect colors, more colors than we can see.
And we're going to get into colors in a little bit.
So there we go.
We're going to save the color question for later on. So what else we have here, Bob?
Okay, blade baits are not new to the industry. Okay, blade baits have been out for, I don't know, maybe 12 years, I guess now, and they are great for catching bass. And the reason, they have a little small blade in the front of the, you know, onto the nose, and what it does is it sends off a huge amount of vibration. This blade flickers back and forth. It also gives flash as well as vibration. and it has like a little spinnerbait style head behind it. And I'm going to use a word generically here. It's called a chatterbait. It is a great bait. There's no doubt about it. The chatterbait has won many, many tournaments. It's great in cold water, summertime, fall, even in winter. You know, you can use these baits. They have a great product. I do not put down any other product. It's a generic term that is done by a company called Z-Ment. They have a great product. I'm not here to put down anybody's product, but what I did in our bladed jig bait or bladed bait head was, about 5 years ago, I developed a spinner bait. It was called the Strike Back Spinner Bait and the Roland Martin Big Bass Spinner Bait. I developed a jointed head, and what this does is it gives it more action to the head of the bait. It also allows the fish to inhale the bait easier for better hook sets. And when the fish grab onto these baits and you set the hook on them, what happens is they don't have the leverage. It alleviates the leverage the fish has to throw the bait. It actually absorbs the leverage the fish has to throw the bait. And it articulates 180 degrees, so which means it swings from 180 degrees from side to side. And what I did was I added a blade to the front of that. And let me tell you, this is going to be released. Tackle Warehouse, www.tacklewarehouse.com, will have the first shipment of it. We have them ready. They will be shipped in the next 2 weeks, I guess, to Tackle Warehouse. These are absolutely the best of the best of the bladed jig. So innovative, all super high quality components. We have the Mustad Ultra Point hooks. We have a great trailer keeper on the back. It's balanced correctly. Our blades are twice as thick as anybody else's blade out there. You know, it gives a lot more vibration, super high quality. Paint jobs, second to none.
See, that's one of the things I noticed right away is when you look at that and you look at the eye on it and everything, the way it's painted. So, Gab, here's the cool thing. You're looking at lures that no one else besides him, you, and I have seen. No one, because they're not even on the market yet. They're going to be there. What do you think about that?
It's cool.
Yes, cool. It is cool. And what else do we have here, Bob?
Okay, now one of the a great bait for catching schooling fish. And it doesn't necessarily have to be schooling fish, meaning the schools are feeding on a bunch of bait fish. I developed a jointed underspin. It's the same head as our jointed blade bait, and it's the same head as our Roland Martin Big Bass spinner baits. And what it does, instead of having a big arm on it with a blade on it, you know, like a spinner bait arm, it's a jointed underspin. It's the first one out there. It is really, really innovative. It has a really small number one blade on there. It's a willow leaf blade that rides underneath it. And what it does is it gives a lot of flash and vibration to it. And these baits, you know, I put a trailer hook on there. You can put like a super fluke or something on the back of it, cast it out there. It's real simple to use. Just throw it out and reel it in. And let me tell you, it gives a really great profile to the bait. And let me tell you, for smallmouth, largemouth, spotted bass, etc., these things are absolutely amazing. And again, what it does, has a lot of vibration, gives a little bit more swimming action than a solid body. And that's because of the jointed head on there. Again, it alleviates the leverage the fish has to throw that bait. It's got a big old number 5-aught Mustad Ultra Point hook, has that trailer keeper on there, has Sampo swivels on there. Everything that Mega Strike makes is all super high quality components. Everything is all custom made, even our skirts. We're using Starflash skirts on these. These are very, very expensive skirts. They're all custom made for us by Kaiser Lures. And these skirts actually cost us 41 cents a skirt, as to where the average skirt is somewhere around 10 or 12 cents a skirt. So what we want is we want super high quality. We want our customers to be happy. We want to be the pinnacle of the fishing lure market. I learned one thing in my life. You get what you pay for. If you go out there and you're paying, or you're looking for that cheap bait, that's what's going to happen. You're going to lose that fish of a lifetime on that bait. You know, you get super high quality with our products and components. And like I said, everybody's always happy with them.
Well, you know, it's neat, Bob, and hopefully this is something that our listeners and then Gab's picking up on as well, is I always say that you have one chance at doing things right. And here at Megastrike, you know, and we come down here often and we take a look at all your new products or we're filming with them, and you always want to make sure that it's got the best in it and the best components, because you got that this many chances, one chance at doing it right. And Gab here, she's got this inventive mind. She wants to be an engineer. So she's always talking about all these, and don't tell the people out there what your inventions are, because then they'll start working on them, Gab. All right, so that's the top secret stuff that we have here, but it's just making sure that you do things one time, you do it right.
I have all these beautiful, crazy colored skirts here. How do you know which one to use for your fish baits?
Well, let me tell you, I try to keep it nice and simple. Fish can see certain colors under certain water clarities and certain light penetrations, meaning the amount of light that is penetrating through the water, okay, at certain times of the day, fish can see better colors than other colors. And the amount of particles that are in the water, meaning that if the water is super clear, if it's a little bit stained, which means there's some green particles or algae in the water, or if it's like mud, or if it's low light conditions like it in the middle of the night, certain colors can be seen by the fish. The color spectrum works the same way as the color of the rainbow. The first color to disappear underwater is reds. Then we go into the greens, the yellows. Then the last two colors of the color spectrum to disappear underwater is black, blue, and purple. Okay? So what we want to do is we want to match those colors to the water clarity and the conditions that are around it. It's getting into a little bit of science right now. The number one color fish can see are fluorescents. Fluorescents, like that color chartreuse, which is like a little mixture of like a greenish yellow and like a lime color. So that's a fluorescent color. The fish can see the fluorescents. But what they can also see is we add a UV enhancer. UV light goes through the water a little bit differently than natural light. Some of our baits that we have can be seen by the fish up to 300 foot of water. So what I do with my colors, excuse me, is the number one color that I throw is that white color right there. Fish love that white color, okay? I try to get into the more natural colors in the clearer waters. So that will use something like a nice, it's like a silver, like a little bit of a ghost type color, trying to match it with the bait fish colors, like the silvers and the grays, etc. In the lower light conditions, I'm going to those black and blues to use them so that the fish can see them. And in the muddier waters, I'll use the chartreuses, the fluorescents, the lime truces, etc. And that's how I gauge what colors that I'm going to use, is by how muddy and dirty the water is, how clear the water is, and how much light is penetrating through that water. If it's real sunny, I know that light is going to, like if it's noontime, that sun is going to be direct, shooting straight down on that water. I know there's going to be a lot of visibility there. So in the lower light, times of the day, I'm going to start changing up colors. I'm starting to go to colors that they can see. And the one thing between amateur anglers and professional anglers is attention to detail. Always got to keep changing. Fishing is a puzzle. Whoever puts that puzzle together faster and better catches more fish.
And, it's neat as you're describing that and you're saying that, and it really is a puzzle, because some people will just say, I'm fishing this lure today, instead of saying, I'm fishing this lure under these conditions. And then when the conditions change, the lure changes. And sometimes it could just simply be the color of the skirt changes.
That's exactly right. And who said it? If you're looking for the same results with the same actions, it's called what? Yeah. So what happens if you're going to stay and use the same lure all the time, you're going to have the same results. It's called insanity. Okay, if you want to change your tactics according to the conditions, then you're going to be able to adapt and you're going to catch more fish.
Now, How do people out there, you mentioned Tackle Direct, so how, right now, because you have many lures out in the market, how can people find out about MegaStrike lures?
Well, the best thing to do is if you go on YouTube or you go to www.megastrike.com, you can go out and you can look up MegaStrike and MegaStrike lures, you know, Cavatron buzzbaits, Roland Martin big bass spinnerbaits. Go do a search for us. And like I said, we put out some pretty innovative products. I mean, these are top of the line products quality wise and fish catching wise. Go out there and watch and see how our products are different. Tackle Warehouse, an amazing company. They carry all high end products and they are lining up right now to buy these new underspins and these new jointed beater blades. They're already carrying. We sent out shipments already of the new Cavatron with the clackers. They are in stock. www.tacklewarehouse.com. The new products here, the new beater blade and the new jointed underspin, will probably be there within 2 to 3 weeks, which is the end of August. And they'll be just in time for the fall run when the fish are starting to fatten up. So go out there, watch our videos. And when we go and do shows all over the United States, we do all the American sport fishing shows. You know, we do a lot of the other shows. We do the big Harrisburg show, which is 9 days long. We can demonstrate in the hog trough. We do seminars there and we show how these lures work underwater, how they're different than everybody else's. And we ask people, you know, are there any questions? You know, don't ever be afraid of asking questions. You know, if you have a question of why this is doing this, why do you develop it to work like that, ask us. We'll be more than glad. You know, you can call us here at 732-780-7383. My secretary will put you right through to me. I talk to customers all the time. You know, we're not one of those companies that, you know, push one for this, push two for that. You know, we want to talk to our customers. We have an amazing customer base here. It's it's pretty much a family run, you know, operation here. And what we want to do is inform the people and teach people, how to catch more fish.
And you know, it's really neat as you're describing that, and this is something for you, Gab. If you ask a great question, you get a great answer. And that's what Bobby is saying. Hey, somebody out there and they have a specific question, they can call and the phone's going to go right to Bobby and he's going to be able to give them the answer they're looking for. And that's really neat.
What's cool about that too, and believe me, I don't have all the answers, but I'll find them for you. I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to ignore you or beat around the bush or whatever. If you have a real good question and I don't have an answer, I'm going to find an answer for you. And it's not going to be just a made-up story. It's going to be a legitimate answer because, you know, I believe that once you lose the trust of your customer, you lost them for life. You lose your integrity. And that's what we don't do here. We back our products 100%. You know, there's a lot of products out there that are on the market, some really, really great companies out there as well. And you know what? We are respected amongst the greatest companies in the fishing industry.
Now, Bob, there's only one thing left to do. We got to go pick a date now that you, Gabby, and I can get out there and get on the water and use some of the MegaStrike lures.
Well, you pick a date and let's get it going. Gabby, did you finish all your schoolwork for the summer?
Go ahead. Yeah, tell them.
We are going to finish it as soon as possible.
Yes, okay, you get that done because you know what's most important in this world? Smarts and education, okay? My little boy, you know, when he was younger, he said, Dad, I want to hang out with, you know, the cool kids. I said, Eddie, I said, let me tell you something. All the cool kids I went to school with and high school with, I said, they're all making $8.50 an hour, which is not a bad thing. But what you want to do is you want to go out and you want to get that education so that you can broaden your whole spectrum of life. And you get respected for that. Smarts is respected all over the world. So go out there and learn as much as you can. Grasp all of it and apply it to any type of different job that you want. You know, if you want to be a garbage man, hey, be the best garbage man you can be. Garbage men are cool, man. My garbage men, I leave them Gatorades out there. I shake their hands, you know. We're just people trying to get along in this world. And you know what? Fishing brings us together, too. You know, fishing, I don't know too many people that don't like fishing, you know. So, you know, we have a common bond there with a lot of people. That's how you think I met Uncle Joey over there, right?
That's right, through fishing. And we've been friends for a long time.
I met some of my greatest friends and people through fishing, and we have a lot in common.
So, Bob, I just want to thank you. Gab, I want to thank you for being part of the show today because you did a great job. You asked a couple cool questions. You learned a little bit. You got to hang out with the president of Mega Strike.
So Uncle B, Bobby B, baby.
That's it. So, Bob, thanks for being here.
You got it. Thank you. You're welcome here anytime. Gabby, get that work done, girl.
Okay.
All right, kiddo.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.